This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. A few days ago, a campaign debuted featuring women like Beyonce, Condoleezza Rice, and actress Jane Lynch to eliminate a certain B word from our vocabulary.
Bossy.
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 The video to ban Bossy has gotten more than 1.5 million views, and it's sparking a debate about language, leadership, and gender bias in the workplace. A recent Gallup poll shows 66% of Americans say they prefer working for a male boss, and women still make up less than 15% of CEOs in the U.S. So how much do words like bossy matter? We asked Victoria Breskel to consider that. She is an assistant professor of organizational behavior at the Yale School of Management. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'd like to get your reaction to this campaign to ban bossy, kind of spearheaded by Sheryl Sandberg and personified most popularly by Beyonce.
I think it's a fantastic idea. It's one of those things where the word bossy for women and girls really connotates that women and girls should not take on leadership roles. And bossy, to me, means that girls and women are sort of overstepping their bounds or being obnoxious in some ways. And I don't think that Sandberg or any of the celebrities that have endorsed this campaign mean that the word bossy should be censored, but really it's just to sort of raise awareness about the power of language at school and in the workplace that really can end up holding women and girls back in certain ways.
Well, I'm going to push you on that. You know, I'm the host of the show. I make decisions about what's the final product that goes on the air. I'm bossy about it. What's wrong with being bossy?
I actually don't think there's anything wrong with it at all. I think that essentially what that means is that you're being assertive, that you're stating what you want. And it's certainly within your role and your job to make that happen. And so the word bossy, I think, is just it has a negative connotation. It's not a good thing. I think that when girls and women are called bossy, they think that they should probably stop stepping up and telling other people what to do. But leaders have to step up and tell people what to do. That's their job.
Are there other words that you think land in the same way? I remember early in my career fighting for a story and being called emotional in the process.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think you actually hit on a huge one. I think emotional is another word that really people just view women as much more emotional than men. But, you know, men do display emotion. We know that men are more likely to display anger, for example. But oftentimes we don't really see men getting angry at work, particularly in leadership roles, as being sort of overly emotional. We sort of only see women that way. Emotional and bossy, those two things, I think, are probably the two primary things that hold women back at work.
How important is language? Because we're talking about words, but really the things that change organizations are behaviors, hiring,
sure,
promotion, mentorship. Are we focusing on the wrong things when we talk about language?
I don't think we're focusing on the wrong things necessarily. I think it's one piece of the puzzle, right? It's one aspect of what might be holding women back from advancing into leadership roles. If we are consistently using language that negatively labels one gender but not the other for exactly the same behavior, in this case being assertive or telling people what to do, then eventually that's going to probably translate into people seeing that individual, in this case a woman, in a negative light. And then, in fact, what my research and a lot of my other colleagues that do work in this area shows is that when we describe people with those labels or they're described in that way, then we are less likely to promote them, to hire them, to even pay them less sometimes.
How do you be your own best advocate, even bossy, if you will, to make sure you're being paid right?
There's a lot of research on this issue of self-promotion, and it is difficult for women to actually talk about why they should be paid more, why they're particularly qualified for a job or a raise or a promotion. But the fact of the matter is that even though people don't necessarily respond well to women in those situations when they actually do that, without doing it, it's never going to happen. There's a lot to be learned from how women initiate negotiations, for one thing, and generally behave assertively. And that has to do with really just starting out and asking for that raise or talking about why you're qualified for a promotion. Once women start doing that, I think in larger numbers, and it becomes a lot more common, over time, the stereotypes are going to change. But, you know, right now, it's certainly not an easy thing to do. I recognize that. But it is, I think, the first thing that needs to happen.
Victoria Breskel from the Yale School of Management, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
We heard from plenty of people this week who aren't on board with the campaign to ban bossy. And we asked one woman to talk with us about her very special relationship with the word that Sheryl Sandberg wants to toss out.
My name is Georgia Getz. I'm from Philadelphia. And for the past 8 years, I've had a blog named I Am Bossy. Bossy is a humor pop culture blog, which I write in the third person as my alter ego named Bossy. But my identification with that word goes back decades before the blog began. I think that the word bossy is a point of pride for many women. The description bossy links generations of go-getters who are comfortable in their skin and powerhouses in their profession. And I chose bossy as an alter ego name for my blog because so many people do identify themselves in a positive light with that word. I always thought that bossy was something associated with, you know, really knowing who you are and asserting yourself, sort of a humorous description for someone who felt that their voice should be heard and their opinions met. I'm not sure that it is a word that's just used for girls. I have a friend who told her 10-year-old daughter about the word, and she said that she and her friends use bossy to describe both boys and girls. And I'm really sort of not sure that when a little girl is assertive, she's called bossy, but when a little boy is assertive, he's called leader, because sometimes that boy is called bully. Sheryl Sandberg has a powerful platform, but this campaign seems like a deep dive into a shallow pool. In the pantheon of offensive, there are worse words used to describe women, but they shouldn't be banned either. I take great interest in the many women who are standing with Sheryl Sandberg in their collective admonishment of having been called bossy as girls, because who are these women today? As the campaign notes, they're world leaders and Supreme Court justices and presidential candidates, CEOs, publishers, rock stars. And so if bossy is the adjective these powerhouses have in common, a confidence of personality, you know, that propelled them to accomplish these great things, then maybe the more liberated movement isn't killing a word, but owning the grit in its meaning.
Georgia Getz is the author of the blog iambossy.com and tweets, you guessed it, @bossy.